International Ministers Conference 2019. Very shortly, we'll be receiving the first leg in this workshop. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 10. God is a God of process. To turn out a product, you must be prepared to follow a process. In the factory line, process is very crucial. So also it is in ministry. For precept upon precept. Isaiah 28 verse 10. Precept must be. So if you hate precept, precept means process, must be upon precept. One thing after the other. And for emphasis, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. Little things matters. The definition of big is small plus small plus small plus small to infinity. Little here, little there. So when we are gathered like this, nothing is insignificant. It may be little, but significant. Every word you hear is an addition, is a plus to the one you have heard. Just as we all know, if 1,000 naira is less by one kobo, it's no longer 1,000. So 1,000 must be added to make it become 1,000. There is something little somebody will get in this workshop. It will make for the wholesomeness of what you are looking for. Those who believe, say loud amen. Will you please rise to your feet with me and let's receive that little thing. That little thing. Please note, little here is not a definite term. It's a relative term. So little can be one scripture. Little can be a word in 10 minutes. Little can be, you know, principles or laws that is presented to us. But whatever it is, you are getting something this afternoon. Lift up your hand. Father, give to me the precept of the hour. Give to me the little of this hour. Give it to me, Lord. 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 Somebody, hunt for it. Search for it. Cry for it. It will be delivered to you. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. To receive the first line this afternoon's workshop, will you please join me as we receive Pastor David Ibiome? God bless you as we receive a word of the Lord from him. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. The microphone.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, speak to us in this session, that the words we hear will produce in our lives. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Praise the Lord. I want to count a great privilege to share God's word with you this afternoon. To thank my father, if he's not here, our mother, and all the team, our bishop also. We're talking on church growth. The most complicated thing in life is choice. You can choose to be here physically and refuse to hear anything they are saying. That you came to a conference does not mean that you get results. But the truth is, church to grow is God's purpose for our lives. Every church of Jesus is ordained for endless growth. Yesterday, something happened. When Bishop Abiy was teaching, I showed him my notes. word for word, the thing he was teaching was what I wrote down. So, connectivity is stronger than your proximity here. If the church must grow, he said, the path of the just shall shine the more the perfect day, Proverbs 4:18. So I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail, which means every church is ordained for growth. God is a master builder, we all know, but we are co-laborers with God, so we have a part to play. Any church of Jesus Christ can grow no matter the place you are if you're ready to pay the price. But I want to say this to all of us. You don't need more than what you have here for your any church to grow. You heard our father said it took time to eat Young Cho's books. So if I were you, I would just observe him. Because that's my secret. I don't need to go somewhere else. I just observe him. Whatever he's doing here, there's working. If I do it, it'll work in my hands. So if it's not working, then your eyes are closed. But I know in this church group conference, somebody's eyes will be open. That amen is too weak. I'll tell you practical steps, not theory. Because there's nothing we want to hear they've not told us. Vision, word, go for soul winning. We have heard all, so I'm not going to go much into them. I'm going to go very practical because chemistry theory is different from chemistry practicals. So practical steps for church growth. Number one is vision. No church will grow if you, the vision, has not seen it. He said to Jeremiah, yes, you have Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10, which is prayers. But he said, verse 11, what seest thou, Jeremiah? He said, Jeremiah said, I've seen the rod of an almond tree. He said, that well seen, I will hasten my word to perform it. So first and foremost, the man at the top must see that he wants that church to grow. Jeremiah 1, 10, 11, 12. You must see it. But there's something here. Sometimes the leader sees it, but people with him do not see it. Have you noticed that most times the church you are pastoring is growing, but the church others are pastoring is not growing? And it's very frustrating when you are at the top, the church is growing, but the people under you, they are all having, you're having 2,000, 10,000, but people are struggling with 500, 200, some even 50. I did something practical. That was to say, I will not teach theory. I called the old pastors. I said, eat from Matthew down to Acts of the Apostles. Everybody. Underline everywhere you see Jesus went multitude. Multitude. Underline it. I say, until you see the multitude, do I see it? And all of a sudden, every branch began to grow the same way. So everyone working with you has to see what you're seeing. Otherwise, it may be only you growing and others will not grow. But here also, in 2010, 2011, February, something happened. We were having just one branch. And from the one branch, we opened 14 satellite churches. One branch, it was only one branch we had up to 2011. And then from the one branch, we opened 14 churches, and all the 14 started 5 services the same day. Which was very strange. And 2 months after, the headquarters came back to the same population we were. After the 14 branches. But have you experienced that most time when people open branches, the church, the pastor go down? This is it. He said, you, the vision, I run with the vision. I said, because if it's theory, you have heard all from my father, from my beauty, you've heard all. He said, run with the vision. So this is how it went. If my capacity is 1,000, I'm here. And I want the church to grow to 5,000, I have to build myself to the point of 5,000 here. And when I'm 5,000, God will bring the 5,000 to hit me. The church will not grow if I don't grow. So I have to grow. If I want 10,000 people, I have to grow myself to the capacity of 10,000. And then God will bring the people, because bringing the people is not a problem to God. But he will not bring the people beyond your capacity. But if my capacity is 5,000 and they make me a branch leader, for instance, then I say, go and head that branch in so-so state, and your capacity is 1,000, they give you a church of 5,000, the church will reduce to 1,000. So every time the church reduces, the man posted there is the problem. His capacity is small to handle the crowd. But when you send a man with 200 people and send him to a branch of, he wants him to get 1,000, because his capacity is 5,000, from 200 in less than 1 year, we hit 5,000. So their growth is determined by you. It is called the law of lead. The law of lead is simply this way, you are the one, the system grows to meet you. Wherever your growth stops, that's where the thing will stop. This living faith is growing because our Father is growing. If it's not growing, the church won't grow. It is his growth that is making the church to grow. So if the church where God kept is not growing, you, the visioner, watch your capacity. Your growth is also... You may be praying, reading, but your growth is small. But I pray today, you will grow. That amen is too weak. So make the people under you to see what you're seeing. Then number two, that number one is vision. You can add Genesis 13, 14, and 15. You know all the scriptures. There's no scripture they will quote I don't know. You already know it. So that's the most difficult people to preach to is pastors. Because they know everything before you even say it. How can you know all this and not get results? Then get angry. Get angry. If you come for this conference and you go by the church does not grow, the devil is not your problem, God is not your problem, you are your problem. Number two is that there's no church that will grow except you contend in prayers. You must contend in. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell, which means the gates of hell, will be interested. They want to resist you. Let me say this to you. No church can ever grow, no matter your phonetics, except you hit it hard with prayers. I was studying the book of Acts of the Apostles. In chapter 12 and verse 10, precisely, the Bible said, as Peter was approaching the city gate, it opened on its own accord. And the Holy Ghost said to me, why did you open to Peter, not to everybody? The church in the house was praying for Peter. So when Peter approached the gate knew Peter. Every city has a gate. Every state has a gate. Every nation has a gate. Every continent has a gate. So also, there are gates, different cities. Now, if I have to get hold of a city, I have to pray till that gate opens in the supernatural. Otherwise, anything I do there will not work. And that is not a vegetable thing. I have to stand up in prayer and fasting and command the gates of that city to open. And if, for instance, now you're in Owerri, you say, Owerri must open up. Now, what if you read the Bible said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, who are you? So, if living faith has prayed into the supernatural and opened the gates, Redeemer has prayed, you can't go there, even if you came from that church, and think that it will open up to you. The gates does not know you yet. So you have to establish your dominion, you as a person, in the supernatural. It's when the gates open the supernatural, physical things will begin to work. Otherwise, if you print 1 million handbills, they will not hear you. You can go on radio, go on television, pay all the advert, nobody will come because the doors are shut against you. So you have to pray now. When you hear testimonies, don't just write. You have, I don't know whether the way people come for conference, not the way I come. But when I come here, I always pick something back home. Our fathers always shared that they were in powerhouse. 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 What were they doing in powerhouse? Don't you ask questions? That the powerhouse, they just go there to get generator power. For them to have prayed for 2 years, Before they started the church, you knew that the supernatural, the dominion was established in the supernatural. I won't call the name of the church. There's a big church now, a Pentecostal church. Nobody knew them. I was not born again. I was in this town, Lagos. And the church fasted for 90 days. Then all of a sudden, they took the entire world like storm. So every church you see spread like wildfire, there's no luck. They have prayed and prayed. So if you are not ready to be a priest, then pray. You must pray to break through, because even the world will have no effect if you don't pray. You must open the gates with prayers. No other thing. Prayers is the only thing that Satan respects. Let me say this to you. Satan will not respect your power. He killed James. He was operating in power. He was heading for Peter in power. The only thing Satan respects is prayers. He didn't respect power. He threw a herald, he killed James. He was heading to kill Peter. So if you think because signs and wonders are happening and you don't pray, you may be a casualty. That is, some men of God will be operating in power and all of a sudden they are struck. Because the only thing that scares the devil is prayers. So if the church must take dominion anywhere, if you play down on prayers, you are playing down on growth. Every church. Now, let me give you, because I came here, I observed. 99% of my success observation. Last year, our father was teaching us and he told us, these are prayer points, you are free. That's how you know whether this thing is entering you. He said, how many of us went back and were able to do that? Say the truth. How many? Look at the crowd. How many of you were here last year? You were here last year? Okay, last year he told us, these are prayer points, you are free to duplicate them, pray for church growth. How many of us went back and did it? You see the hands? So you have come this year again. Now, so it is not how many times you come for a conference. But the moment we went back, I repeated exactly what I saw in my own environment. So for you to come here and then hear all these church growth principles, hear, copy all of them, and you go back home, then you come back next year, the church is not growing, something must be wrong. It's not the devil, don't blame any devil. Go back and pray. Prayer is a subject talked about, preached about, but few really pray. Few really pray. And I say no church will ever grow except you pray. Because prayer is the most powerful way to change your life and to change the church, the destiny of the church. Prayer puts fear in the heart of the devil, your adversary. In 1 Peter 5, 6 to 11, you can go home and read. Now, I observed something. When Bible school, 995, 96, I've shared it before. And one day our father came to the class and called all of us in class. He said, come, all of you. We prayed from morning. So my classmate said, is that how they pray? I said, stay here. You think this man got here by luck? We prayed. Then AGIP was to be African Gospel Invasion Program. We prayed from morning. Prayed. They saw him sweat. The trouser was to his skin. I just watched him. I said, no wonder. This church, he said, some of them said, this man, is that how you pray with us? They are still where they are today. We prayed non-stop for 5 days. You just go for a break, short break, come back. There I said, okay, this is the secret of the growth of this place. If you live here, and copy all the note and don't take note, nobody will take note of you. So when you go back, serious, they'll give you all that. Use the blood of Jesus, every weapon of warfare. Let me say this to you. Don't pray that, oh God, open the gates to our church. That's nonsense prayer. Jesus wanted to raise one man. He said, Lazarus, comfort. He didn't say dead. If he had said dead, every dead would have risen. Because the church, when you pray, say you call the name of the church. Church A, gates of Owerri, open. Hear my voice and hear the voice, because you are the visioner. Hear the voice that is talking here. Every church can grow and no one is a threat. Our Father has always told you, all the big churches in Lagos, no one is a threat to another. Each one have their followers. So that you're in one city, 50 churches can be all big. I talked to them in Port Harcourt. I said, why will churches in Lagos be big? And then here, only one or two. Because the way you do here is different from that side. It's possible for all churches in a city to be big. Because the principles are universal. They are, if applied. I pray you have understanding. In the name of Jesus. Number one, I said seed. What do you do? Now, I have a mystery from Jacob. I learned it from Jacob. If you enter my office, I put crowd in front of me. Everywhere I see, even in my studies, I have crowd. So when I see the picture, and the scriptural picture, and when you say multitude followed him, so anywhere multitude must follow. Whether crusade or church or crowd will follow. Stop hanging tired people in your office. You hang somebody driving bicycle in your office. The picture you put before you have scriptural effect on you. You're a pastor. Put pictures that will inspire you. If you don't have any picture, carry Canaan land here where they snap the crowd, put in front of you, and God will duplicate the same thing. Just, you have many pictures on their calendar, everything. There's nothing to hide from you. Put it in front in your office and see the crowd there and then do the works they've told you. Groom yourself. Every principle they've told you, you will see the same crowd. Praise the Lord. Number three, they've told you about the word. There's nothing I'll tell you about word that you don't know. Go back to the word. Sit with the word. Your passion for the word of God is your greatest asset in your pursuit for church growth. Prayer opens the doors while the word keeps the people. Acts chapter 6, 4 and 7. While you take prayers to open the gates, you must sit with the word. Now, one day was teaching and he made a statement. He said, the bread you eat and the bread you sell are not the same. Most times the problem is we read to preach. We don't read to feed ourselves. So you'll be surprised that you're preaching good message but church is not growing because you, the man, is not growing. Because the bread you eat and bread you sell are not the same. So first and foremost, make sure he has always excess in you. You have so much inside. In fact, anytime you read God's word so much, church will just grow before you appear. Even if as you're in this conference now, just grow spiritually, church will grow in your absence. So when you just read to preach, church will not grow. Read to feed yourself. Try it now. Read 30 chapters a day. It's possible. 30 chapters a day. 10 chapters a day if church will not grow. Because by the time you're coming out, you'll be so charged that you have excess. But this one, you have not even read one chapter for a whole day. All that you read is the one you want to preach. So you are going to preach with empty spirit. So after preaching, you start sneezing. Then finally, number four. The old things they've told you, I don't know why I'm even wondering myself. Is there anything you have not heard? In fact, the only thing I'll tell you is, the things you see, I go and do them. All that is making things work for me is I'm doing the thing. I'm not killing myself. I just do what I see here, and this is producing. Are you hearing me now? I heard him said when he went to full time, if a part time man should beat him, then there's no reason. So I told him, I said, if any part time man pastor any church bigger than what God gave me to pastor, I should be flogged. And any city I am, no matter who is there, everybody's a branch head. I'm a visionary. So no church will be bigger than what I pastor. Because every other person is a branch head. I am a visionary. So my father is here. Me, I'm a Port Harcourt. So there's no way an elephant, he said, the elephant cannot give back. So he can't give back to me and then I'll be struggling with church. Then it's not my father. Now, if it's my father, then there should be reflection. Your mentality matters too. Let's leave that one. Yes, too, yes. If I can't produce what is in his hands, then I'm not a son. A true son should have a reflection of his father. And most times, it's not too much preaching. It's what you observe. Finally, number four, and I close with it. Soul winning and preservation. Soul winning and... Well, he has told you that he goes out for soul winning. For any of us here now to sit down tomorrow, or Friday, Saturday, and you don't go out for soul winning, I wonder you want to win. If at his level, he will go for soul winning, who is threatening you now? They don't even know you're on your street. You will now not go out for soul winning. All this I'm saying, I do them all. I go out for soul winning. One day he told me his testimony. I put my hands on my head. I said, true, our father will make us do high job here. As if at this level is going like this. I went to a market. And from the market, before I finished 4 points, we were 1,121. I said myself, which crusade will I do to get 1,121? No handbill. It was megaphone. So, when I hear his testimony, it jacks me up. My friend, this Saturday started because any revelation you get and you don't put it to practice, you soon forget it. So, go and win souls this Saturday to prove that the things we have taught, you are practicing them. You are telling people to win souls, but they will not go except you go there. Be the one to lead the soul winning. But most times we win souls, but the souls are not preserved. That's where I'm coming. We know most of us go for evangelism, but we find out that the souls we preach to, they are never preserved. And that's where many of us, no farmer will go to a farm and then waste all his crops in the farm. In John 15:16, preservation is very important. Pay more attention to preservation. So you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring more fruit and that your fruit will do what? Remain. So it's not good to just go and win souls. You call a number. So there are tools for preservation. Tools for what? Second John 1:8. Write them when you get home, you can read. A, tools for preservation of the harvest, intercessory prayer. John 17:9 and 12. John 18:9. Reasons for prayers is that the souls God has given to you must abide. To avoid unprofitable labor, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58. 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 5. You don't just pray for them to be rooted. You pray that the devil will not take advantage of their ignorance and immaturity to lead them back to the world. So you take time to pray for them to be established. Luke 8 verse 12, Luke 22 verse 32. You are all Bible students. When you get home, you can read. So they too can become fruit-bearing Christians. As they win one, they go to bring another one. One thing I did that catapulted the church from, I took time from Zechariah 8:32. He said, one shall, 10 men shall hold the scepter of him a Jew. So I said, everybody go and bring 10. Every soul go and bring 10. And there's nobody in the church who does not have up to 10 friends. I said, from your friends, your relations, everybody 10-10. And church just made like the poof. Because I heard the double wonder from him. When you hear testimony, ask the Holy Ghost to give your own application. Because it may not necessarily be the exact type. The Holy Spirit has to give you, but when you hear testimony, there's something he wants to do with you. Just go, how do I apply this in our head in my own environment? Because if you sell Amala in River State, nobody will buy. The principles are the same, but application is not always the same. If you sell Gare, in River State, they will sell. But if you sell Amala, so each environment has an application. So your own place, the same testimony will be applied in another form. God bless you. Let me stop here. Shall rise and ask for grace to do what we have heard.